Tell me about The Ordinary.
When I was down near, it was on Manila, I think, near 40th and Broadway.
And this is in Oakland?
This is in Oakland.
Sort of far west Oakland?
No.
No?
No, this is near Broadway.
Okay.
That's Broadway and near 40th. Manila, I think, was just kind of a little warehouse. And it was a quartet. A lot of people played there.
Now, was this your band working there?
Or no,
were you
no.
working for Oxtot?
No, it was Oxtot. Uh-huh. It was Oxtot's band. I played it a lot. Walter Yost played quite a bit.
I guess Andy Stein was out there.
Somewhere. Andy Stein would come and sit in a lot on baritone sax as a bass instrument.
Now, someone described it as a former PG&E station.
Well, it was kind of a warehouse. It could have been a PG&E station. I don't know, but it was in an industrial area.
And this is around 1970?
That's my recollection. It was around that time. Maybe a little bit later. Let's see. Yeah, it had to be sometime around 71, 72, somewhere in there.
And it sounds like it was a typical jam, Bay Area jam, where all kinds of people came. I mean, in the picture I've got are P.T. and Byron Berry.
Really?
Yost on tuba.
Yost played tuba a lot in that group. He also played cornet sometimes. But he was the main tuba player.
And then Barton describes it was kind of an early, that the crowd was kind of a hippie crowd, a little bit. There was a certain amount of that.
I don't remember who the crowd was. They were young. They were young people. They weren't the jazz crowd of today. And it was fairly well attended.